With the World Series upon us, a renewed look at the fortunes of the Chicago Cubs, who haven't been to baseball's ultimate stage since 1945. Much has been made about a so-called curse on the team. Are the Cubs cursed? Yes, says UB Professor of Anthropology, Dr. Philip Stevens, who joins us by phone this morning. Good morning, Professor Stevens.
Good morning.
All right, I want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing right here. When it comes to a curse, how do you define a curse?
I define it the way most social scientists and folklorists do. It involves words, spoken words. The term curse is loosely used to a variety of spells, hexes, jinxes, and so on, that interfere with someone's ability to do whatever he or she wants to do. But it involves spoken words. It's the opposite of blessing.
What also catches me about this is the fact that you are an anthropologist and you take an interest in this. And I guess I never made the connection before, but what is the connection? How does something like a curse on a sports team interconnect with the study of anthropology?
Yeah, good question. And it's been a subject of mine for a long, long time. It is a form of magical thinking that is absolutely universal. Anthropologists are interested in ethnological generalizations, you know, about all of humanity. And sports superstitions in the U.S. are just one manifestation of forms of magical thinking that are absolutely universal. People everywhere believe that words can have great power to make things happen. They have the power of their own meaning. They also are invigorated, energized by the emotion of the speaker and by the breath, the vitality of the speaker. And they go out and people fear that they will do what they say they will do unless they are withdrawn in the form of an apology or deflected by some other language coming back at them.
So, Dr. Stevens, as you're talking about the power of words, I think about some of the words I hear from Buffalo Bills fans almost every Monday during Bills season, and the Bills almost have taken on this idea that they're somehow cursed or jinxed. What are your thoughts about something like that?
Yeah, and I've been in Buffalo a long time now, and I was here for the great Super Bowl days and the aftermath, and in the couple of decades after those great teams of the 90s, the talk of a jinx emerged frequently, and it's the same with the Sabres, with teams that play rapid sports where things can happen in a split second. You know, a study was done by an anthropologist about superstitions among the infield on a baseball team being far, far greater than those in the outfield, which correlate directly with the energy and time needed to make plays.
Then finally, go right back to it. The Chicago Cubs, are they cursed? Are they going to be able to maybe overcome this curse?
And this is fascinating. Of course, it's been exacerbated over the years by sports writers and fans and also opponents. And the Cubs themselves, I understand, are sick and tired of hearing about it. I was in Chicago in the 60s in graduate school, and I came to be sympathetic to the Cubs, and I'm a fan of the Cubs now. Yes, I think they will overcome it.
Some powerful words there for sure from a Cubs fan this morning. Dr. Phillips Stevens is a professor of anthropology at the University of Buffalo. He joins us by phone this morning. Thank you, Dr. Stevens, for your time.
Thank you. You're welcome.